Yeah.
All right, and we're also here at Alana, and we're talking to you about doing some sort of performance here in this site on the Hudson Valley. I guess you hadn't been here before, but what are your impressions of Alana? And
it is magnificent. It's such a beautiful landscape, and it really warms my heart that so many of my friends and people who have helped to preserve it and protect it from being destroyed by commercial interests, and so I'm very, very pleased that I'll be able to take part in this special event. So September 22nd, I'll be participating with a number of other very interesting artists, DJ Spooky will be one of them, Paul Miller, and Previte.
Bobby Previte, drummer, yes.
The drummer, and...
How do you think Alana fits into the Hudson Valley art history?
Well, because this is a home of the Hudson Valley School, the artist. Yes, Frederick Church and so forth, this amazing house that he built, and the details of it are just simply amazing. But
and the views too.
the views are just totally mind blowing. To see out and to see so much, to see the Hudson River and all of the beautiful farms and so much around. But as Mark was the curator was telling us, people don't necessarily get those views because they don't take the roads and take the walks that they could. And so this event seems to be calling for people to move all through the environment here.
And see the views that Thomas Cole and Frederick
yes,
Church and
all of the artists were working from. And so I'm going to gather a group together of participants to perform some scores that they're called text scores, and I just released the anthology of text scores of mine from 1970 to the present. And these pieces often interact with the environment, and so for example, the first thing I thought of was my rock piece, it's called, where people take a pair of rocks, resonant rocks, and create a pulse. And other people are also creating pulses so that you begin to get this wonderful kind of percussive thing going. But the design is that each person has to create a pulse that's different from any other pulse. So that then they begin to... But they sync together in a very different way than if you were trying to do synchronization of a single pulse. This is the synchronization or asynchronization of many different pulses. And so if you hear yourself syncing with somebody exactly their pulse, you have to change it during the course of this. But this rock piece can be moving around in the environment, so a group could start it either at a distance from each other or close together and then move in any direction so that you'll hear the sounds moving through the environment.
The echoes will kind of map out the environment.
That's
for
right.
You.
They will. They start to articulate the environment.
Yeah,
space.
The space. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one of many different kinds text scores.
Text scores. I'm sorry.
Yeah, text scores. That means
it's a new book of text scores.
Yes, it's a new book of text scores. Anthology of text scores.
And who put it out?
Deep Listening Publications. Yeah. So we'll have those scores, and we may have some of them poster size for people to look at and enjoy and maybe participating in. And so I'm very excited about the possibility of interacting with this landscape.